Okay. Welcome to Masechtas Avodah Zarah. As we know, Masechtas Avodah Zarah is about Avodah Zarah. Not about it, it's about how you know how to do it. And we're going to talk, it's a very interesting Masechtas, it's fascinating Masechtas actually. A lot of different topics in here. As we go through it, we'll go through it. The first point that we have to say is look at the top Tosfos. Let's read the first line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Masechta starts off, Lefnei Eidehen Shel Ovdei Kochavim, before the holidays of Goyim, Shloshi Yamim, the 3 days, Aser Lotes Velotes Imahem, you're not allowed to do business with them. Okay? Look at the top, we'll explain that statement in a minute. Look at the top Tosfos. So Tosfos like this. Basar Detani Sanhedrin, What's he doing here? What's Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is about the Ether to worship Avodah Zarah, have business with Avodah Zarah, have enough from Avodah Zarah, all these types of, it's going to get into, once you talk about Avodah Zarah, which is generally something that Goyim do, we're going to get into using wine of Goyim, the food that's cooked by Goyim, all these things are all in Avodah Zarah. So what's he doing in the Zikin? Question, where should it go? Doesn't belong, where does it go? Go anywhere. It doesn't really belong anywhere. Right? So Tulsa says, Basar Detani Sanhedrin, after we finish Masechta Sanhedrin, the Iri, the Ovid Kochavim, Umazalos, which discussed, you know, how many judges, the judge, and all the Iturim of Avodah Zarah, we had that, all that. Tani Nami Laha, Masechta Avodah Zarah, Masechta Yeshuos. It makes perfect sense, says Tulsa, to put Avodah Zarah in the Zikin, but Yeshuos is the Zikin. Meanwhile, however, Makos and Shavuos, the Shaykh of Sanhedrin, they're also Shaykh to Sanhedrin. The Maharam says they're more Shaykh. Those are more frequent issues, right? People swearing and bezdins and Torahs and lending, that's more common. L'hachi Tanalu bought our Sanhedrin. That's why they immediately follow Sanhedrin. The Achrei came after that. Chazal Sidra v'Shana Masechta Avodah Zarah v'Horiyas. Once we finish that, then we come to Masechta Avodah Zarah and Masechta Horiyas. Okay? And the next Tosfos just food for thought. He says, sometimes the Tani Minyana Basel, sometimes the number is written at the end of the Mishnah. Ki hacha, like here. V'chein also. Ha'isha niknez begimel drachim. The Esrik shava le'ilan begimel drachim. The number is written at the end. V'zimnin, sometimes the Tani Minyana Beresha. The number is put at first. For example, v'shim v'drachim b'chanat hazav. 7 ways you check out hazav. Shiva Yavim Kodesh Yom Kippur. 7 days. Gimel Drachim Shavu Gita Nashim. So, Tosfos doesn't say why. What you got? Sometimes and sometimes. Tosfos is open. Yeah, we had yesterday with Hain. Sometimes it says Hain. Sometimes it doesn't say Hain. Right? So, interesting observation. It's not a kasha. It's not a whole theory. He just points out sometimes and sometimes. Right, exactly. So Tosfos seems to imply there's no rhyme or reason. We're going to not see whoever, the Tanaim that learned it, how they learned it. Okay. So the Rambam says that the word Eidehen is a, how does he use it? He says that it's a kinui, it's a nickname for their moadim. The word Eidehen doesn't mean anything. It's a word we made up. It's a word that Tanaim made up to refer to the holidays of Goyim. You know why? Because Va'asilik wrote some Moazim. You can't mention the names of Moazim. Lafisha Haim Hevel Al Emeth. Pure Hevel. You can't mention the names of right? I'm not going to list before the holidays. Here are the holidays. I'm not going to do that. Kol Eidehen. They're holidays. Actually, the Gemara is going to have a discussion what the word Eidehen really means. But suffice it to say, the Rambam says it doesn't mean anything. It's just a nickname that we use to refer to all the holidays. So Rashi says, the 3 days of the Kochavim, Gimel Yamim, for 3 days before, Aser Lotes Velotes Imahim. You're not allowed to do business with Goyim. Why not? So Rashi says, the Kulhu, all the things you're not allowed to do, because there's more. The Mishnah, you can't borrow, you can't lend, you can't pay back debt, you can't make debt. The Kulhu, all of it, Mishum de Azil, because the guy's going to go, Umode Lavodas Kochavim, and be Mode to the idol. What's it being Mode? He's thanking. Look at this, I got this business deal from a Jew. Unbelievable. Thank you so much. He's going to go to his idol and thank his idol. right? Now Rashi says something very controversial. He says, Biyom Edo, on the day of his, of the holiday. So within 3 days, he's busy getting ready to make the pilgrimage. You have a business deal with him. He will go to the pilgrimage, and he will thank his God. If it's a month before, then by the time he comes to the pilgrimage, it's not going to... It's old news. It's old news. So 3 days before is a problem. So some say, Rashi says, B'yom Edo, which means, let's say he doesn't go to the pilgrimage. And he's staying home for the holiday. So can you do business with him on the holiday? It's within 3 days. It's Bo Bayom. Would that be mutter? I think B'yom Edo. So it must mean, Rashi means to say is, in that time frame. Okay. Interesting that Rashi... The Gemara in Davav, so from Davav to Davav, it's all about it. So Davav, when we get back to the real Gemara, the Gemara asks, what's the reason? But the Gemara gives two reasons. That's one reason the Gemara gives. The Gemara gives another reason. The other reason is, listen to Iver. You are facilitating the guy doing an Aveira. Why? Because you're going to sell a carbon, or candles, or incense, or whatnot. And he's going to use that to be over in Avodah Zarah. That's a problem. Listen to Iver, right? And that's at least the whole discussion. Is there even by Goyim? Right? So Rashi here seems to think one side of the Machlok. Because it seems to be postulating, right? That's the real reason. The real reason is, even the Gemara doesn't come to a resolution over there. With what? No, we're going to get to that. So, now. So again, 3 days, you're not allowed to do business with them. The Lahash Elon, to lend them anything. You can't lend them a car or anything. Lishol Mehen, to borrow from them. Why? Because even then, they did the Jew a favor. So they have the upper hand. They're very excited about that. They did the Jew a favor. Also, Lahal Vosan, to lend them money. Or Lilvos Mehen, to borrow money from them. All ways to do, right? Or, lift Rowan. What does a Rowan mean? To repay them a debt. You owe them repaying the debt. Or, lift Rowan Mayhem. To lend them money. To pay back a debt to them. Rehuda Omer, wait a minute. Nifrod Mayhem, to accept the debt from them, that's mutter. You know why? That's terrible. He's upset about that. He just has to pay back $100,000 that he borrowed from the Jew. Not happy about that. So the Gemara, Afal Pisha Meitzer Hu Achshav, even though now he's killing him, Samerach Hu L'Achazman, that debt's off your head. So when you, you know, a day later, when you realize, I don't have that debt anymore, that's very, very comfortable. It's very comfortable. Right? You're happy about that. Right? Yeah, at that moment, you don't want to give that check. But once you give it, it's okay. So that's a technical machloka. Okay. Interesting. What's left off this list, one thing not on this list. Can you buy things from a guy? Can you sell things to a guy? It talks about you can't do business with them, which include, what does that include? What does that mean you can't do business? You can't sell them, you have a grocery store, you can't sell to the guy a grocery store. You can't sell the guy milk. That's what law says, velosayitimahim means. Or is that just a category? Now we're going to tell you what it really means. It only means lending, borrowing, and paying off debt. And buy it, of course, well, you can't walk into a Goyishan grocery store and buy a loaf of bread, a milk, a sandwich. What? So Rashi here says, not here. It ends up being a machlokas. But look at the third Tosfos. Aser, Lasez, Velasez, Iman. You ready? You see it? Pirushak, we're not going to do the whole thing. Pirushak Kuntris, Rashi explained, why can't you do business with a guy 3 days before? Mishum de Azel Biyom Edo. You're going to go on the day of the holiday. Umoda, he's going to go on his holiday. He's going to go on a pilgrimage. Umoda la Avodas Kochavim, Mitoch Lushono, right? He's going to go, Mitoch Lushono, from this Lushon, Mashmitz Mashma, Shirat Alomer, Af Mekachu Memkar. Even Mekachu Memkar. Tosfos, it's clear from Rashi, even Megachonim is awesome. The Kasha, that's Tosfos, Al Masam, Kuha Olam, Lasseis, Biyom Edav, Oros Kochavim, Imahem. What's the Hetzer today? Nobody holds from this Mishnah. What, 3 days before a holiday, a Christian holiday, we don't do business with them? Not true. That's Tov, what's the Hetzer? Nihi Derov Edehem, Men HaKadeshim Heim. It's true, says Tov. Most of their holidays are, I believe it means the saint day, just Kadeshim days, holy days, a saint day. Most of them are that. We call Makom. We call Shavua Yom Echad Yeshlehem. At least every day, every week, they have a Sunday, which is a holiday for them. Right? L'divir Yishroel la'olam asr. But according to Yishmael, who's going to say later on in Davav, that 3 days before and 3 days after are also asr, then you can never do business with a goy. Because 3 days before Sunday and 3 days after Sunday, it's the whole week is gone. Right? Bein Lomar, don't tell me, says Tosfos. Tahinu Taima, Mishav Da'ovdi Gachavim, Shevachot Lorit, Lav Ovdi Gachavim. Dad, don't tell me. This is not really Avodah Zarah. Don't tell me that. Ella, what is it? Ah, Minig Avotzeim B'Yadam. It's just a minute. The father went to church, they go to church. Don't tell me it doesn't mean anything to them. Says Tosfos, don't, that can't be the Hetzer. Right? Why are they Christians? Because their father was. That means nothing to them. Don't tell me that, says Tosfos. Gamar Shmuel B'Gemara. The Gola in Osir El Yom Eid Bilvad. In certain places, Shmuel said the issue is only on the day itself, which is Mashma Hayom Eidam via Osir, right? That day at least is Osir. So don't tell me that's the reason. That can't be the reason. So what's the reason? What's the Hetzer? So rejection number one is they're not really from. They don't really hold to it themselves. That's not a Hetzer. So Tez Tosus Lakach Nerei Deshari Mishum Eva. It must be because of Eva. What's Eva? It's going to be animosity. Right? Animosity between a Jew and a God. We don't have animosity. It's not Dizarabana. Dizaraita. But I can't. Listen to Eva, you run into problems. If the reason is listen to Eva, then it could be a problem. But if the reason is because he's going to go and think, it's a little far fetched. It's Dizarabana. So Mishum Eva, they did away with this Mishnah. That's what Tosafot is suggesting. Kedamar Begamara, Gabi Behudin Asiya. At once, who didn't see her? The Shadale Ahu Mina Dinra the Kraina Biomedo. He sent something to one of the Goyim. Amar Hechi Ovid, how could you do that? Lo Ashkelinu Havale Eva. I shouldn't send it. It's going to cause animosity. Says Mihu Ein Misham Raya Gemura. That's not really a Raya. Says Tosos Misham Alav Misham Eva. Lishtri. Maybe it was really because of Eva. Eloha Yenotel Eitzah Kesed Yasa Shalayelo Eva. I don't know what that means. It was a suggestion that it shouldn't be Eva. How you get around the Eva? I'm not sure what that means. Somehow, Tosfos rejects that raya. But here's Tosfos' much more interesting rejection. E time we show Eva, if it's because of Eva, what kind of Eva is that? How does the goy know why you're not there? How does the goy know why you don't come into the store on the holiday? Maybe the reason why you didn't come in today is because you don't need anything. What kind of Eva is that? E time we show Eva, if it's because of Eva, Tinach lahalvo tam lashila mlaforum. Right? It makes sense that when the guy comes to you, you slam the door in his face. That makes sense. Kish over kachavim tavo chova. Avolosas velosas imahem. The hainu mekachu memkar. My Eva ika. What kind of Eva is that? Bechi lo yuchal yisrael lomer eini tzarech ata limchav velosas. I don't need anything today. That's why I didn't come to your store. Not because I don't want to tell you. I don't want to deal with you on your religious holiday. It's nothing to do with that. Happens to me. I stocked up beforehand. What kind of Eva is that? So Tosa says he rejects that also. Then he says, what is it after that? Then he says he has another suggestion that it could be that, where is it? Inami, one, two, fourth line, on the where the lines are wide. Yeshlutzmach, Ahi, the Tanit of Yerushalmi, Habit, the following Yerushalmi. Al Masnisa the Asir Lasez Velasez Tani Bebed the Bamamuriv. When can't you do business with a guy? With a religion you don't know anything about. Avo, listen to Avo, but Obi Gachavim Shemakiro? Mutter, Rebdeshu Kamachnev. He's just buttering up the guy. Betanya, Hanichnas Leir, Umatsum Smechim. You see a bunch of guys being all happy. Samachi Mahem. Be happy also with them. She'ain ela kamasim lahem. You're just buttering them up. If you know what religion is, nonsense anyway. So you make them feel good. That's similar to Eva. He rejects all that. But the time I am a farish, Asr Lasez, Velasez Yimam, Dafka, the Midi, the Takrovet.
Only things that are used for religious worship. That's the only time in the history. That's all. Huge finish.
Velo Iri Klal, the Liknos.
Has nothing to do with sales.
The Vadai Shari. That's certainly mutter. Bain, Lilishna the Azil Umode.
Whether the reason is because he's going to go and thank his God.
Bain, Lilishna, the Lifna Iver Lo Sitain.
Or whether it's because of Lifna Iver. It makes no difference.
Lo Asru Elo Limkar Dafka Midi Titakrova. He says it again.
Only things that are usher that have to do with the religious worship. Takrovas means to be brought as a carbon by the Goy.
So to be only a carbon, any religious worship.
That's the only thing you can't sell them.
Velases, Velases Hachi. Pirish, Lishos Mehem Hamos. So they want to borrow money. Velases Lehem Midi Takrovas, Khalifi Hamos.
Then they're going to exchange it for money. They're going to buy stuff. Only if the old, right, they're going to pay off the debt, they're going to have money to buy things. All that is usher. Mill and regular items, or even a car, or a chair, or a table, none of, or clothing, all not usher. That's what Tosa said.
Right, I know. And then,
you need to be usher anytime close to the holiday, not even close. So then that's only if you hold it if it's Lifnei Iver. If you hold it for other reasons, so 6 months away, it's not going to matter by the time.
Right. So look at the fourth line from the bottom. Well, if you perish your baby time, and let's move it. Don't worry. Don't question Al Minag Olam on the minute today. Shafilum Hayu Machzikin Osam Ka'ovdei Avodas Kochavim.
Even if we hold, because of again. Even if we hold, they're really a goyim.
They're really a what is the book of them? Sharei enam osim shum takroves el b'mos.
The only thing they really use is money. Because they're going to use your candle, maybe not.
So really, it's only money. But they're lo shayach harbacha.
Harbacha is not shayach.
Why?
Harbacha means to go thank them.
The har b'mos mitzuyim lehem lo osa davar.
They have all the money around. They need your money. They have all the money.
Umihu nach. Listen to this. Nachon hu lahachmir.
It's a good thing to be machmir,
when the guy shows up at your door, the barman says, halveni mos le shakri,
I need money for my false religion,
my false practice, shakorin ufrir.
I need money for that. Then already maybe you shouldn't give him the money.
And his mom is asking you for money to go for some ritual. Aval, we will chanan amar, ki gamba osam ufrir. Even in that case, ein shum iser,
you have to pay the salary for the priest. So the priest gets some hana. That's not worship. It's indirect. That's not worship.
But you want to pay? We need help paying the rent for the building, for the church.
That's not worship.
Right? So even when they come knocking on your door, they're asking you for the ofer. I don't know what ofer is. I don't know what that is. Some kind of, right? Whatever it is.
That's not worship.
So that's a good question. Seth, that's a good question. Right?
What's the heter? If it's a Lutna Iver issue, then they're going to sit around with it.
So unless Tosha salutes at the end, where he says really the only issue is money,
and they have other money.
Because Tosha says that in the middle. He says, if you're going to bring them a behemoth, and they have other behemoths, by a Jew that might not apply,
then that's not Lutna Iver. Why? Because anybody has the behemoth. So what'd you bring them? Another behemoth? He doesn't need it. By a Jew, that might not be. I don't know halacha about that. But by a Jew, but and he's got a surim, and you come bring him another issur. That might be listening either. I don't know. The Tosha says by a goy, it's for sure not listening either. He's got the means anyway. He gave him another means. That's not listening either.
Okay, now we're ready to start the Gemara.
Now, Rabbi Shmuel,
Chad Tana a dehen with an aleph, the Chad Tani a dehen with an ayin.
The Maris Chayes is a difficult person to talk to. He goes to town. He's going to see from here. The Mishnahs are not written down, because if they were written down, why would they have a dispute with whether it was an aleph or an ayin? It doesn't. There's no halachic difference. Some machlokas and shas, very few of them, where there's no halachic distinction. Here, there's no halachic difference. But the thing is, how you spell it? How can they not know how to spell it? The answer is, they weren't written down. If they weren't written down, no one knew how to spell it. As he said, the Rambam said, it's a made-up word. Right? It's a made-up word as a kinoi. So, no one knew. What? Right, right, right. So those are his private notes. Right, so who knows? What? I don't know. So the Gemara says, Man Zatani a dehen lo mishtavish. If you have an aleph, you're not wrong. Man Zatani a dehen lo mishtavish. If you have an ayin, you're not wrong. Man Zatani a dehen lo mishtavish. If you have an aleph, you're not wrong. Why? The Chsiv says, Kikarov yom edom. Right, it's a pasuk, I think it has inu. You use it's an allusion to the word as a holiday, right? So the nachas is real. It says, and why does the Mishnah say lefnei edom? Why is it lefnei edehen? So he says because the word edom is a singular word. We're talking about all religions, all everything. So we say edehen in plural. Man detani edehen lo mishtavish. If you have it with an ayin, it's also not bad. The chiz yitnu edehen, right? Give them their testimony, the itzdaku, and they will be vindicated, right? That's the pasuk in Yeshaya, Mem Gimel pasuk Tef. Uman detani edehem. If you have an aleph, my taima lo tani edehem. Why didn't they learn it with an ayin? Why were they so machbin? Amar kra, amalach tabra adim. Because that pasuk is talking about how the avodah zarah is going to get broken. That's very interested in alluding to that. My tani edehem. My time lotani edehem. Why didn't you have it with an aleph? Amalacha, mine ka garim lahu tavra. What is the thing that makes the avodah zarah get broken? What is the vehicle that ruins the avodah zarah? Edus sheidu ba'atman. The testimony that testify by themselves by worshiping the idols to begin with. Therefore, edus adifa. Edus is better. Like Achtov says. Well, you see, what's the machlokas about? Is it the Shiva or the Tota, right? Is it the reason why it's no good or is it the result? That's what Aleph and Ayin both mean. Now, the Hayitnu, the Gemara says like this, the Hayitnu Edehem Be'atziku Obdek Achavnsiv, that Pasuk in Yeshaya, which is, by the way, the Haftorah for Parashat Bereishis, it's in the Haftorah for Parashat Bereishis, that Pasuk in Yeshaya, talking about Goyim? No, it's talking about Jews. Habi Yisrael, talking about Jews. The Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Mitzvot, all mitzvot, she throw osin v'olam hazeh. All mitzvot that a Jew does in this world, right? The Meiri says, don't ever look at a mitzvah as small and light. It says, call mitzvot, any mitzvah you do, right? Boz umeidos lehem v'olam haba. Comes and testifies for you in olam haba. Right? It's the mission in Avo, right? It says, osin mitzvah achas, kona lo prak lerecha. You do one mitzvah, you get one advocate. Ova avera achas, kona lo katega recha. You get one accuser. Right, it's the Mishnah. Who's this? Rabbi Shuv ben Levi saying over Mishnah. Right? That's what that pasuk is talking about. That's nothing to do with Goyim. Shinemar, like it says, right? Shinemar, like it says, Yitnu Edehem, they're going to give testimony, the Yitzaku, and they're going to be vindicated. Elu Yisrael, these are the Jewish people. Now that's the end of the pasuk. Now we go to the beginning of the pasuk. I'm sorry. And that pasuk concludes, Yishmu, Biyomru, Emes, Elu Vodikachavim. Yeah, that's a vote. That's the goyim. The end of the passage is yes, and the goyim are going to hear all that, and they're going to admit it. But those words that have the word edim with an ayin is talking about Jews, not goyim. So Gemara says you're right. Ela amar Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, Manda amar edehen mehacha. It's a pasuk over here in Yeshaya, Mendalit, Yotzrei Pesel, the ones who create, who fashion idols, Kulam Tohu, they're all going to Tohu, Vechamudehem Bal Yoilu. And the things they desire don't help at all. The Edehem Hema, they're just their testimony against them. Testify against them. So you see that the Edim with an ayin is an allusion to their avodah zarah. But now we're going to go back to that pasuk, previous pasuk, which is in the Torah Parashat Bereishis, and we're going to darshan the whole pasuk. Darshan v'chanina bar papa, v'tamer of Samlai. Lasid lavo, in the future, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu sefer Torah, Hashem is going to come with a Sefer Torah. Omenicho b'cheko. He's going to have it in his breast, right? In his kaviyachol. The point is, it's going to be hidden. That's the point. The point is, it's not going to be in full view. V'omer l'misha osek ba, and he's going to say, whoever was osek Torah over here, yavo v'yitol tzchara. Let him come and get his reward. Miyad, right away. Miskabsin uboin over ovdei kochavim. All the avodas kachavim are going to come. All the goyim are going to come, right? Why are they all going to come? The Marsha says because each religion, each nation thinks they're the right religion. So they all show up. Here we are. We were right. Again, the Torah is hidden. Nobody sees it. Everyone lines up. And this Gemara is very, very, very esoteric. Very esoteric. They all show up. When's this happening? This Gemara. When's this Gemara going to happen? Sometime in the future. All the Gemara are going to line up. We were the correct religion. We want our star. And they come. They come in an erbuvia. Right? He says that they're coming with an erbuvia to demonstrate that in order for the world to function the way it functions, you need every nation participates and inputs into the world. So too, what you're singling out the Jews? Not fair. Without us, the world can't function. That's why they come in an erbuvia. There's no such thing as a chosen nation. You can't have that. You have to have a mixture. If you have a mixture, the world survives. Or it's a knot. Anyway, Shenemar kol hagoyim nikabtu yachta. Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al tekonsu lefanai berbuvya. Don't come in a mob. Ella tikanes kol uma v'uma. Let each nation come by itself. V'sauf reha. Rashi says, and their chachamim. Shenemar ve'asvu l'umim. The nations will gather. Ve'ein l'um elamalchus. So the Om is a king. Shenemar ulaom ulaom yemot. Right? The Parshas told us. Now, umiyikar berbuvia kamei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is such a thing as an erbuvia in front of Hashem? Look at Rashi, the bottom wide line over there. The halokulam niskarin biskira acha. Everybody's looked at in one glance. Shenemar hayotza yachad libam kid amar b'Rosh Hashanah. Like we're saying Rosh Hashanah. Everybody's judged biskira acha. Right? Don't we also say that everybody passes before Hashem named Maron, like a sheep? So what do you mean to judge the Skira Acha? Every person is judged individually. They're not judged as a whole. You judge by yourself. What? No, so Rav Dess has an amazing book. Because every person is judged by themselves. What kind of year you're going to get, what kind of person you are, the things you did, good, bad, it's all judged individually. Every person judges individually. And Hashem takes a step back and skira acha. What I gave you has to fit with what I gave that person. Because he does not deserve your... So if you have an interaction with him, has to make sure it's fair. Right? That's only Hashem to do that. So Hashem judges each person individually, and takes a skira acha. The whole thing has to judge. Only Hashem to do that. Amazing part. Your peckle can't infringe on his, right? So if you ever skira, amazing part. Everyone's judged individually, then I should take a step back and make sure skira, the whole thing has to fit. The whole puzzle has to fit. Massive part. Anyway, so Hashem doesn't care how many people are there, it doesn't make a difference to him. So the Gemara says, Ella, kihechi delo le'ervuvyu, inhu bahadi hadadi delishu manda amalahu. Yeah, the reason why there can't be an ervuvyu is not for Hashem, it's for the goyim. Each nation can hear separate what's coming to them. After Hashem's point, it makes no difference. It's for the Goyim. Miad, Nitzel of Malchus, Rome, Mitzila. Who shows up first? Rome. My timer, why? Bishum de Chashiva, because they're the most chashiv. Uminalan de Chashiva, how do you know they're the most chashiv? The Chiv, because it says in the dream that Daniel had of the four kingdoms, it says, Batochal kol ara, ate up the whole earth, Batochina, and they trampled it, Batochina, another word for trampling. In other words, Rome, representative of Rome, is the most kosher. Amr Rav Yochanan, Zu Romi Chayeves. This is the Rome that's wicked. Look at the top Tosfos. Why is Rome called wicked? Mishum, because the Chsiv Bahu, Bakaru Lahem Gavul Risha. Right? We're going to call them what they're going to, the Risha, and Rasha Targum Chayva. And in Aramaic, the word Rasha is translated there as Chayev. Now listen to this. Venimsa the Maitre Merkava. I found in some, I don't know what Maitre Merkava is, but some kind of medrash or something. He says, Kim de Maitre Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Nigzer al Romi, Korban Gadol. Because they killed Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, the Mekarfish and Klein Tosa, with the Sefer Torah, because they burnt the Sefer Torah, that's why Rome required destruction. That's what caused Rome to get destroyed. Now, everyone asks, I mean, what the different Rabbi Akiva doesn't deserve it? Only Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion? Shot. Because they burnt the Sefer Torah. Can you imagine what's happened since then in history? But burning the Sefer Torah was so unfathomable that that was the Zera on Rome. I mean, you can't single out one Asar Harugim out of the other nine. Rekiva, Rishma, all of them. So you're in charge of one of them. I'm not trying to belittle him. He was a tremendous tzaddik. So was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's not in the post. Only because he's been charged with him. I don't know, like, fascinating in Tosas. He takes some wild measures in Tosas posts. Halacha, but he quotes it in the Daf. What was the reason why Rome was called wicked? Because they killed Rechid ibn Trajan. Fascinating. Right? Fascinating. Anyway, what? We'll get to that in a minute, who it is. That's one of the kashas on the Daf. What does this mean? Rome shows up. Who shows up? Sometimes it's Christianity. Right? Which is the product of Rome. But does the Roman Empire bequeath to the world? There's no Romans today. Even people that live in Rome aren't Romans. Right? They're Italians. What are they? Rome today. Whatever it means, the spirit of Rome, we're going to get to it in a few minutes. Anyway, Shetava Yatza B'chol Ha'olam. Rome's Tiva. Right? Rashi says Tiva means Shema. Rashi says the money. Meaning everybody used Roman currency. Others say it doesn't mean that. It means the influence. Influence of Rome spread to the whole world. Umanalan demand the chash of Alvaresha. How do you know the one who's most chash of goes first? Who said that rule? Kidrav Chitza, Damrav Chitza, Melech Petzibor. You have the head and the rest of the Tzibor. Melech Nechatzchila, Lodin. And it was having judgment, right? So who's going to be judged first? But the Tzibor, the Melech, is waiting in the lobby? That's not proper. Damrav Chitza, Melech Petzibor, Melech Nechatzchila, Lodin. Shenemar, of course the king goes first. Shenemar, Vlasel, Mishpat, Avodo, Mishpat, Imo. Yisrael, the time of my why? Iboy Zema, Lavo Rachala, Lemet of Malcolm Mavroy. It's not proper to make the king wait outside. That's not proper. Iboy Zema, another shot. Yikame de la Fush, Karona. Because if the nation comes first and Hashem judges them, he's so angry, then he unduly punishes, or some say duly punishes, the king because of their sin. Some say that's proper because it's his fault. So the king goes first. So that shouldn't happen. Okay, either way. Amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'maya Saktem, what are you busy with? Now, look at the Tosvos of the second Tosvos. B'maya Saktem. So let's look at the answer for a minute. Amar Atem Lofet Rufan of Rimon Shalom. They answer back. Harbe Shvakim Tekninu. We made a lot of roads, a lot of streets. Harbe Mechatzos Asinu. A lot of bathhouses. Tosvos says, Pirush, Shoel Lahem, the question is, Bamez Zahu, the Chol Dor Vador. What did you do that lasted from one generation to the next? I don't want to hear that you once was nice to a Jew. That doesn't impress me. What did you do that was eternal? That's a tremendous culture. It changes the whole Gemara. Because everyone asks, why did they answer back, we built roads? I can answer with that. The answer is because that's eternal. The roads are still there today. They facilitated, whatever they say, we facilitated commerce, we facilitated cleanliness, we have bathhouses, right? Because it's eternal. I'm not interested in what you did because we're going to have the Persians. So everyone asks, well, why did the Persians build the Beit HaMikdash? That's what they should have said. We built the Beit HaMikdash. We allowed the Beit HaMikdash to be built. The answer is, it's not eternal. What did you do that's eternal? Why that's so made such a difference, I don't know. Okay. One second. Is that big shot over here? Right. Okay. Right. Right, that's what the Maharam explained, what Tosfos means to say by that. Anyway, they said we built Shvakim, we built Marchatos, Asu Harber Ketzav Azav Herbinu, we were very wealthy, a lot of people had money, people had good times. But Kulmo Asinu El B'Shvil Yisrael, we only did it for the Jews. The only reason we did it, Kadeshi is Asku B'Torah, they should learn Torah. Amal Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shotim Sheba Olam, fool, right? Everything you did for yourself. You had roads and streets just to facilitate of gnus. Mechatot, l'adin v'hemachnas hem. He had bear houses because he wanted to indulge. Kesef adav, shalihu. Kesef adav, I decide who has karnasa. Not to you. It's up to me. Shenemar, li kesef ha-kesef li adav no ma'ashem tzavakos. Who? Right? Kulam yesh lochem magid dos. Anybody learn Torah? Shenemar, mi bachem yagid dos. Be'i dos el Torah. Shenemar, v'dos ha-torah, shasam moshe v'yad, yatsu b'chafei nefesh. They leave dejected. Ask everybody. What, trying to pull a fast one over on Hashem? We're gonna say that we did all this for the Jews? Against the first base in an argument like that? What's the shot with that? Right? So, the Ben Yoyod says, the whole lump is over here. Right? The whole lump, listen to this lump from the Ben Yoyod. Of course we didn't do it for the Jews. You know what we did? We did it for us. And look how successful we were. We were the Roman Empire. We ruled the whole world. So the Jews looked at us and said, wait a minute. If you don't follow Hashem's ways, look how successful you are. So imagine if you do follow Hashem's ways. Imagine what you'll become. You hear this? That's the Ben Yehoyada. That's what they meant to say. Right, we didn't do it. We looked at it for ourselves. But look at the muster we presented to the Jewish people. Look what we did for them. You hear this? We gave them we facilitated for them so they could see how wonderful it is to be good. Because if you're bad, look how successful you are. Imagine if you're good. Right? You hear this? You know why that's not a good answer? Because that wasn't their intention. That wasn't their intention. Right? That's one answer. Right. That's one answer. The grid in Chumash, in Parshas Bereishis, has another answer. He says, the guy said like this, we didn't do it for the Jewish people, we did it for ourselves. Right? So we learned the first Rashi in the Torah. The first Rashi in the Torah says that everything that happens for the world is Bishvil Rashis. Bishvil Yisrael Shenek Rashis. So, yeah, we did it for ourselves. But really, isn't it for the Jewish people? Isn't everything that goes on in the world for the Jewish people? That's the answer. Yeah. Of course we did it for ourselves. But isn't the whole course of history for them? Rashi says it in Bereishis. Of course we did it for them. Right? No, Seth, you don't like that? But that's what says the greatest part of all. Because such a true Muslim. When your whole life is a lie, you start to believe it yourself. And you can never get it out of you. Even when Hashem confronts you, still say the same lie. Yeah, we did it for the Jews. We want to be good. So ingrained, the lie is so ingrained in their bones that even the usher level, that's the same thing they give, the same answer, the same lie, the same baloney, they dish it out. Why? That's what they are. And once you are a certain way, even the usher level doesn't leave you. Amazing part. That's how Hashem says, what's going on over here? Oh, we did it for the Jews. They believe it themselves. Why do they believe it? Because they've been saying it for 2,000 years. They finally believe it. It's a tremendous part. What? Exactly. You stay long enough, people start to believe it. So they believe it. And even Lashon Lavo, when they're confronted by the emes, they still say shakar. It made a massive, massive heart. Okay? Next. What are we up to? Right. Right. The Yaakov Kamenetsky says that it says, Bezos HaTorah, this is the Torah, it's the same Torah. Every other religion, they make changes, they adapt, they'll do away with this, they'll do away with that. Torah didn't change. Bezos, same Torah. Nothing changed. Right? Nothing changed.
V'yad, right away, okay, fine. Yad Samathis, Romi, the Rome leave, Benechna Samathis, Para. Who shows up? The Persians. Achra, if my time, but why the Persians, the Hashiva Basra, they're second. When Allah and the how do you know that? The Chiv, the Aru, Chaya, Achare, Tanina, Tanyana, Demaya Lado. After that came the nation that's compared to a bear. Look at the fourth Tosfos. Right? And we're going to say that the Persians are like bears. Tosfos says, wait a minute. Adrabba, Malchus Babel Adifa. Shouldn't Malchus Babel come second? Shinim Shalala Ari, that's compared to a lion, the Siv, Allah Aryeh, Mizbachu, the Ari Melech Bechayos. Isn't the Aryeh the king of the jungle?
the melech of the chayos, why isn't the Aryeh second? Why is the bear second?
The Yesh Lomar says to us, two answers. First, it's a technical answer. Da'afag av the Aryeh melech, even though the lion's talk of the king, they call Malcolm Dov who owes Yoser. The Dov is stronger. Ubal tak bolt, it's smarter. Kedamar parakamet the brachos, the first paragraph of Bracha says, Paritzar tachwanos, Meshkakas arishonos, that the second set of, the second, later tsaros is going to erase the first tsaros, and the Gemara gives the mashal over there, honey, it's my tsari, Vesipa my tsado. You can forget what the lion did, you can remember what the bear did. Obviously, the bear's worse. That's also the bear's worse. Rabbi Yitzchak, that's the first answer. You hear that? The bear's worse. We talk about Farish, the Babel lo nimshal ari, el bashasha haitza, mushlach b'chol ha'olam.
When was the Babel compared to a lion? When it controlled the whole world. The Nebuchadnezzar's time.
Ba'ata, he mamlacha shvela.
Now, what's Babel now? That's nothing.
Right. Avol para, gam ata, hi chashuva achar Romi.
It's still chashuv after Rome.
V'tamod b'chashivusei, and it's going to remain that way. Ad samach l'biyat ha-mashiach. So Mashiach comes. Kimo, shemafarish pasamach. Like I'm going to explain in 5 minutes. That's why Persia's second. Scary. Right? So back to the Gemara. So, B'tanah Rabbi Yosef, Elu Parsiim, these are the Persians, she'ochlin v'shotzim kidov. They eat and drink like a bear.
Right? So the Gemara says the Persians were very tanua. Right? So what do you mean they eat like a bear? It's tanua. The verse says, exactly. They eat like a bear, but you don't know about it because they're tanua. Right? As someone said. Right? They eat like a bear. They're very ravenous because they're tanua, so you don't know about it. Right?
Umasar bulun basa kedov. They're fat like a bear. Umagadlan ter kedov. They have hair like a bear. They lahem manucha kedov. They don't rest like a bear. Bears never rest. You go to the zoo, the bear's always walking around. They don't rest. Amr lahem akadosh baruch hu, b'ma asaktim. Omim lefonim, Rebbeinu Shalom, harbi gesharim gesharim. We made a lot of bridges, harbi krachim kabashnu, we captured a lot of cities, harbi melchamos asinu, we did a lot of wars, the kulam lo asin el b'shul Yisrael, kedei sheitasku b'torah. We only did it for the Jews. Amr lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol ma shasit b'torah atzmecha matit. You did it only for yourself. Tekantem gesharim lito mehem mechas. You had bridges for taxes, for tolls, right? Karakam lo asin el garia. You had villages you could have, taxes, right? Melchamos asin yasiti, I make wars.
I decide who wins the battle. Not you. It's up to me.
Shenemar, Hashem yesh mochama. Kulam yesh mochem magit zos. Does anybody have zos? Shenemar, ki mi yagit bachem zos. Ve'ez zos el zorosh. Shenemar v'zos zorosh Hashem Moshe. Ve'ad yotu bolfanei v'chapei rosh. They leave all dejected. V'pachin nefesh, I'm sorry. Now wait a minute. V'chi da'achat d'chazes malchus paras l'malchus romi. V'chi ma'achat d'chazes malchus paras l'malchus romi. V'lomahanya v'lomidi ma'itama aylei.
If Paras saw that Rome tried the same thing and it didn't work, what were they thinking?
What were they thinking? Amri, Inu, Sefti, Beit HaMikdash. They destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. The Anan, Binyan. We built it. The Chain, Chol, Uma, V'Uma.
Every nation, the same story is going to happen.
The Chimayach, the Chazul, the Kamay, the Lomahan, Ivalomidi. If each previous nation saw it doesn't work, my time, Ma'ili, why the next nations go? The answer is, sorry, they thought, Hanach, Ishtabdu, Bubi, Yisrael.
They, the nations, are subjected to Bnei Yisrael. Of course they're going to get thrown out.
But Banan, Lo Sha'avdu B'Yisrael, we didn't do anything bad to the Jews. We left them alone. Right? Right? Now, the problem is, there are three nations that can't be on this list of, what did we do wrong to the Jews? Three nations can't be on this list. Yishmael, not Yishmael, I'm sorry. Babel, Yavon, and Mitzrayim. Yeah, some African nations, they're quiet, they involve the Jews. They could say something. What about these three? So, the Ravid says that, the Ravid says, because Enochanami, these nations didn't come forward. Enochanami, these nations have no legs. It's all what Roman Persia happened. It's all what Hashem said to Roman Persia. They had no legs to stand up. They didn't come forward. Right? They didn't come forward. Says the Tosfos Rid. Here, there's Tosfos Rid inside. Afal pisha kama umos hishtabdu b'Yisrael kigon Mitzrayim, Bavel, and Yavon. Ach, elu sha'abdu l'tkufa misuyemet.
They weren't for a long time.
The nigmar's man shi'ibudam.
This man of the sheep would stop.
Aval Romi uparat, but Rome and Persia mashbidim b'Yisrael ad biat Hamashiach. Rome and Persia till Mashiach comes. Shahare ad oz nimsheches malchusam. That's how long their kingdoms are going to last. Says the Tosos Rid in the 1400s. The Romi who hamishabedes begalos malchus Romi. The Romans that will last until Mashiach comes is Rome, which is Christianity. Uparas he hamishubedes begalos Babel vehi malchus Yishmael. Hamalchus Achshav, the current Arab. They are lasting till Mashiach comes, the two of them. Everyone else? It was only a temporary thing. What? They're Muslim. They're Muslim, they're not Arabs. That's what he meant. Right? They're Muslim, they're just not Arabs. But they're not Arabians. But they're Muslims. Right? Maybe he means that. He must mean that. Amazing. Right? So Raivit says they didn't come forward. They have they came forward. What do you want from us? 50 years involved in the Jews? 210 years? Okay, so it's a long time ago. Since then, we were okay. But Rome and Persia can't say that. Why? Because it's still ongoing. Amazing. Now, Maishna Hani Chashivu, Maishna Hani Delo Chashivu Lahu. Right? Right? Tosa says, but that question means like this. Pirish. Babel B'Yavon, Shem Arba Malka, Shishab D'Yisrael, V'Chashuv and Havi, El Avol Mikol Shemitz Uman Loboy. We're still only on Yavon and Babel. Yavon and Babel, why aren't they on the list? So the Gemara said, Bishav Dahanach Mashke Bil Mokhathai Ad Asim Mashicha. Right? Exactly what I just said. Because these two are lasting till Mashiach comes. Amr Lefana, Rebun Shal, Kul Masati Lanu Velo Kiblinu. Did you give us the Torah that we didn't accept it? Umi Matsu Lameh Merhachi? Is that possible they could say that? Of course they offered it. But we all know this. Fuck Tiv. Yom HaShem Mitinei Ba Zerach Mitzir Lomo. Fiktiv Eloka Mitemon Yavo. Right? My boy Bitsar, my boy Mipar. What's going on here? Amr Biyachon Amalami Chech Zira Kadosh Baruch Hu called Uma Velashon Velo Kiblua. Hashem went to every nation, offered them the Torah, they didn't accept it. The Rambam in Igeres Taimon says, Hashem himself went? No, he sent a Navi. So fascinating, Rambam would say that. Hashem sent a representative. And when Hashem went himself, the Adonijah quotes the Zohar, that Hashem went to the Tsar of the king of the nation, asked him if they want the Torah. Rambam says, Pasha, Hashem sent a Navi. Ad Shabbat Eitel Yisrael V'Kiblua, until he went to the Jewish people, and they accepted it. Elahachi Amri. What they meant to say was, Klum Kiblua Velo Kamena? Did we accept it and not fulfill it? Unlike the Jewish people who accepted it and didn't fulfill it? So the Gemara says, Valdot Tetar Tivartuhun. That's exactly the dock against you. Am I Lo Kiblusei? Why didn't you accept it? Elahach Amri Lefadish. Moshalom. Klum Kapitel Nahachi Yigis Velo Kiblua? Kamosha Asab Yisrael? Did you force it on us like you forced it on the Jews? Tichtiv, Beitatu Taka Zahar? Rami Rami Barchama. Right? If you accept the Torah, good. And if not, here's your burial. Shom, there's your burial. So one of the rabbis said, Shom means the Mitzrayim. I only took you out of Mitzrayim to give you the Torah. So if you don't accept the Torah, it's as if you died already over there. Shom, over there, back in Egypt, is your burial. Yad, Amalek Hashbrachu, Harishonus Yashmiu. Your early ones will be the best knock against you. Shinemar, Barishonos Gishmu, Shevamitis Kibaltim, Hechon Kiyamtim. What about the Shevamitis been enough? Did you keep those? You complaining that you didn't have a chance to do the Torah? You didn't keep the seven you had. And we're going to go tomorrow. Well, how do you know they didn't keep those seven? So, we didn't, I wanted to speak out a minute about how it's fair that the Jews are forced to accept the Torah. What about Nasa Vinishma? All those, we have 20 answers to that question. They said Nasa Vinishma, why were they forced? And the question is it fair? Is it fair? How are we the I'm talking about this question. Food for thought. How are we the chosen nation? Hashem offered the Torah to everyone else. Don't tell me Hashem knew in advance. I'm talking about this. Don't say Hashem knew in advance that they were going to say no. Then what kind of exercise is that? So why are we the chosen nation? But everyone was offered the same deal. Why are we chosen? What? But they were offered it. Oh, you're chosen, but I'm offering it to them. What kind of deal is that? So if somebody asked that question, if we have a chance, we'll try to answer it tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.